mirada de verdad.
Muy buenas noches y bienvenidos nuevamente a Cristo The Rock. Thank you so much for letting us join you wherever you are, in the car, in the living room, in the bar, on your way to the club. I don't care where you are. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting us knock on the door of your consciousness and just let the Lord touch you and speak to you and show you how much He loves you. Today, we're listening to JD. Pastor with a powerful testimony, and I really want him to continue on with what he was saying and presenting what he has for us this evening. Pastor?
What's my last name there, Richard?
Hobbs. Pastor Hobbs. Hobbs.
I'm just kidding. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
After God had really met me in my den that day, I knew that what was before me, that God was going to use this crisis with my daughter in my life to help me reach a lot of people. And I literally heard God in my spirit. I did not hear an audible voice, but I was literally knocked over by the voice that spoke to me in my spirit that I was to take this message of pursue, because that's what God said to David. Pursue, because there are a lot of people, in the church especially, who have sat around and the devil has taken so much from us.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you guys sitting here, Gary, you especially, you know, we have lost our children by the whatever, you know, masses in the church, because we've sat there and the devil has literally stolen the heritage of the church, which is our children. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just sit there and we bawl about it and we cry and we blame, well, the church is not relevant and this is not that and that's not this, you know. And mm-hmm. And you may have an argument in some of those cases, but you know what? The devil presented himself before God and Job, and God turned to him and said, hey, Buckwheat, what are you doing? He said, well, to be real truthful, I'm just going to and fro in the earth seeking whom I may devour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the sanitized version.
Right.
Because what he was doing was disemboweling humans, bashing their brains out, destroying families, mangling relationships. He is striking death in the body of people. He's robbing their health from their psychic energy. Their emotions are literally a seething cauldron of mixed emotions, and people's relationships are on the rocks, and it's horrible what is happening in America today. And, you know, somebody said, well, just blame it all on the devil. Well, I got to tell you, he's a pretty good place to start. You know that. But as I left my house that day, and I was invigorated, and I knew that God was going to save her life, and God was going to give her back to me. I didn't know how. I didn't know how all this was going to work out. And I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you don't want to stop and ask how, because you don't want to put God on the spot. God has ways that we know not of,
right,
to put it simple. But I've had people say to me, how can the simplicity of faith in a God you can't see stand against the complexity and wiles of the enemy? I don't know. I don't know. I just know the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I can't figure it out. I mean, I've been to seminary. I've been to college. I have a secular education. All the rest. I don't have the answers. But I can tell you this. God is still God. Mm-hmm. And when you meet God on the level of faith and trust with persistence as David had, because when he went after his treasure, he didn't know where they were or how he would find them. And all he had to do was start on the journey. And as soon as he started on the journey, the devil put a roadblock in front of him, took a fourth of his fighting men and crippled them with emotional disorder. And left him 400. But God provided a way that would direct them to where his treasures were, and he got there, and the Amalekites were singing and dancing on the desert floor. I mean, just having a whoop-up big time. David just rested through the night because he knew
he was on an assignment from God, and he knew where his destiny was, and where he was at was not his destiny. And he opened a can of whoop-up on those boys, and he destroyed them. Now, here's the thing. I developed this message on pursuit, and I preached it in throughout Latin America, Central America, from Canada to Latin America, on several continents. I preached it in the largest churches in America. I preached it to three or four people. I preached it under tents, and I preached it in cathedrals. And I said that just to say this. Everywhere I have ministered this word, I found people who, like David, who, like me, had lost everything almost and didn't know where to turn. I could give you stories from Fresno to Chicago to Florida, from the East Coast to the West Coast, where people have come up. I had a young lady came up to me in Fresno and said, "Pastor, I'm your daughter." Beautiful, Hollywood, beautiful young girl in her early 20s. She said, "And I'm on a $1,000 a week cocaine habit."
Wow.
She's dressed to the nines. She does not look like she's been battered by the world. And I said to her, "How do you pay for your habit?" She said, "It's not a problem. I'm a prostitute." And I said, "Well, honey, have you ever been to this church before?" She smiled and said, "I was raised in this church. My dad serves on the board of deacons in this church." See, so what I'm telling you that story. Somebody said, "Yeah, just like I thought, Christians are like everybody else. We have our battles, but we also lose some of them sometimes." But that's not to say that's where we stop. Yes, there's times the devil does take things from us. He is a thief. The Bible said he comes to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. That's what the devil does. That's what he does best, Gary. Mm-hmm. He's got a PhD in that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I got to tell you one thing. He is no match for the Ancient of Days, the fairest of 10,000, the bright and morning star, the whose I am. Mm-hmm. He is no match for the God of heaven and the King of Kings, Richard.
Amen.
Yes.
He cannot stand against the powers of God. And when you go in the strength and the power and the anointing of God, you can retrieve what Satan has taken from you. Suffice to say, Tina, about a few years back, I wrote a book, and I had a large printer, did me. They were little booklets about 3 inches long and about 3 inches wide, just, you know, like 30 pages in it, but it's just a few, you know, very little on each page. But that was okay because I wanted people to read it. It wasn't for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
We know people get that don't really deserve it sometime, you know. So, but I'm telling you, what I did find was that there were people out there who loved that little book. They printed the first printing, 50,000. I gave those away, and another 50,000 were printed. And those all went like hotcakes. And so here, not long ago, I took that little book that's condensed, and I enlarged upon it, and I've just finished a book entitled A Pursue. I have to tell you, since I started polishing up that book a month and a half ago, I have been hit by the enemy so many ways. Through my child, my daughter. And I have to tell you this, what I went through before I saw her salvation. Somebody said, "Why would you tell this?" Because people can't connect with what you're saying unless they know that you're real and that you've suffered like them.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter left her husband, and he left her at that time. I took her two children. And in the course of the years, she married 8 times.
Mm. Good God.
She was on a $500 and $600 a week cocaine habit, became an alcoholic.
Mm.
One of her husbands murdered 2 people, and I was in her house the day that her and her husband were arrested on 2 counts of capital murder.
Mm.
She was not indicted, not found guilty, because I knew where she was the day of the murders. She was stoned out of her mind on drugs, so she didn't know. We have gone through heartache after heartache after heartache. But here,
week or so ago, I said to her, I'm polishing up the book on Pursue. And she, you know what she said? Tell it like it is, Daddy. Tell it like it is, because you can't know the power of God to save until you come from where I was to where I am. So tell it like it is. No, I said, I don't want it to be R-rated. I want it to be a blessing. And it is. I have watched my daughter systematically, methodically destroy her life in sin. And then, because she had a praying dad and mom, I watched God block the enemy, Gary, time and time again, because he's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. He's seeking to devour. God wouldn't let him because I was standing in the gap to make up the hedge. I may be talking to somebody right now, Tina, who has suffered such a loss. Maybe you've lost your health. Maybe you've got a mate that's about to die. Maybe you are racked with emotional disorders, paranoia, depression, whatever it is. Maybe you've lost all your money in the stock market in 2008 and 2009. Maybe you're destitute financially. Maybe your marriage has hit the rocks and you've lost the one you love the most. And you go to bed at night and you think about the days that were. You realize the weight and the gravity of your loss. And then you've got a child that's rebellious. And I've never seen anything like it, Richard, today. I mean, our kids are promiscuous. They have addictive behaviors. They are rebellious. They are obstinate. They're anything but what you'd want to call your own. And everywhere I turn, I see the hand of the enemy. The devil is out to he's out to destroy this nation. I tell you, I think I'm talking to somebody today that can relate to what I'm telling you. But you listen to this man's voice right now, because God sent me here to tell you that you are to do exactly what David did in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 8th verse. Pursue, for thou shalt overtake what the enemy has taken from you, and without failure you can recover all if you go in the strength and the power and the might and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Are you up to it? No? Well, I wasn't either. But then I met Jesus. And oh, what he did for me, words cannot describe. So get up off your behind and move, because God wants you to go out and possess what the devil has taken from you. Don't lay around there grieving and crying and squalling and bawling. My mother used to come into me and my brother's room in the morning, and every morning pull up the shades and say, rise and shine, get off your behind. That's what God wants you to do. And give God the glory.
That's right.
Because there's a victory there for you within reach. So I said, yeah, but it'll take years. Well, what are you going to do in the meantime? Kill yourself? Forget about how long it takes. The greater your faith, the quicker the victory. And the greater the conquest, the greater the celebration. I'm celebrating tonight. I'm rejoicing. I've got a book coming out, and I want you to have one of them one of these days. And Tina will tell you how to do that later on. But I'll tell you what, this is your day. Why do I say that? Because it's a day the Lord hath made. I don't care what he's put in your path. Rejoice and be glad in it. Tina?
Yes. Absolutely. And if anyone would like to get a hold of you, Pastor, do you have an email you could share?
I tell you what, it's several weeks before it's going to come off the presses. So maybe when it's off the press, I can come back, just drop by.
Absolutely.
Casually. And tell you, you can go and order it on site, or you can order it maybe through Tina's mailing address or whatever. Is that okay?
Be happy to.
Absolutely.
We would love to have you back. Thank you so much for sharing. And I really believe that someone has been touched by this. And it's just, it's simple. It seems hard, but it really isn't. It's just so simple.
A little bit of Jesus can go a long way. And, you know, one of the things that we
we talk about here in this program is, you know, how real God is in our lives. And one of the things we want to do is just reach out and make you understand and just move your mind and your soul that you are not alone, that the Lord is here within reach, just a prayer away, a call away. He's just waiting for you to move forward with Him. And some people think that there's many requirements to this, that you have to follow some kind of a manual, some religiosity, something that man puts together, kind of making you jump through hoops to reach Him. You know what? It's very simple.
Yes.
He who believes, all you have to do is believe. If your faith is like a seed, like a mustard seed, that's enough to start the movement.
That's right.
To have the Lord start performing things in your life, you have to want it enough. You know,
yes.
The faith that you have to go to the bar, the faith that you have to ask the bartender for the drink, the faith that you have for so many other things that are not giving you what you need in your life, why don't you use it to believe that the Lord has purpose for you in your life?
Yes.
Because He will transform. He will take depression, oppression, whatever situation that you are in, and He will turn it around, because anything that's put in His hands, something's always happened.
Mm-hmm.
Something always happened.
Big things.
Big things always happen.
Way beyond your wildest dreams.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Richard, if I can step in a moment, I was listening to Pastor Hobbs talk about pursue, and he was talking on another level. When you really think about the fact that there really is a God, He really did have a son. He does have a son. There really was a cross. He really did create a path for salvation. Salvation is not an old-fashioned word. I have several words that I don't think are old-fashioned words, like renewal, revival, hunger.
Mm.
And many people run from that. But they feel like those are old terms. But nevertheless, when you think about it, God has already done all that He's going to do. Pretty well. The Bible did say, "Behold, I will do a new thing." I believe it's just new revelation in a way. But actually, God has done all He's going to do concerning salvation.
Amen.
He gave His Son. His Son gave His life. Salvation was created. So basically, the pursuit, that on another level of pursuit, the pursuit is for us to draw near to God.
Yeah.
And the Bible even says, you know, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And God doesn't move. I heard someone say recently that years ago, and I felt the same way, God said, guess what? We're incompatible and I'm not going to change. And so God expects us, you know, to move to Him and pursue Him. I'm just glad to be, so many people, and I don't want to wander off on another subject here, but so many people miss the blessings of God. We sometimes are spoiled brats here in America. I have to remind my children, you know, if you're from Minnesota or wherever, or Wisconsin, Tina, or wherever, I want to tell you, we live in the greatest country in the world, I believe.
Absolutely.
And one of the greatest states, one of the greatest cities. I have to explain to my children, there was no Six Flags when I was real young.
Mm-hmm.
And Disneyland may as well have been in Korea. So I grew up many times in small cities and small places. But we need to count our blessings. I'm going to just testify just a moment. A few years ago, I began to begrudge taking out the garbage. I thought, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm an adult now. I shouldn't hire somebody to just come in my house and take the trash out. And I began to reminisce, and I thought, when I was young, my mom said, Gary, take the trash out. Take the garbage out. Mm. Then I got married, and now Brenda says, take the trash out. And so I don't care if it was 107 degrees or 7 below. It was my job to take the trash out. And one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I mean, this is very simple. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know what? I don't want you ever to begrudge taking the trash out, because everything in that trash that you're putting in the garbage, everything in there represents my provision to you.
Mm.
That box that held the corn, that box that brought in the green beans, that piece of plastic that the bread came in, everything represents my provision for you.
That's good.
Awesome. There,
amen. There have been
right.
times.
We need to look at that.
Absolutely.
And so now I just have church going to the curb.
Wow.
You know? And if you look at it like that and say, because I begin to think of all the other countries that really don't have trash. They'd be glad to take the trash.
Oh.
They would love to take out a box that a new pair of shoes came in.
What a beautiful and way of
looking at perception and perspective.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So anyway, case closed. Take an offering.
Amen. You don't want to take up the offering.
Itahaki and Cristo the Rock. You're here with Cristo the Rock. We're with Gary Schaefer, and we're also with Jerry Hobbs. Hobbs. You see, I got it right this time.
I'm just listening to make sure.
All right. And powerful testimonies, men of God who have seen the Lord move in different ways in their lives, no matter what has happened. When thing has been consistent and has not changed, and that God is faithful.
Yes, absolutely.
God is faithful, and that's
yes.
a powerful, powerful thing. And please check us out. We're on what site are we?
CristoTheRock.com.
Okay.
And you can tune in anywhere in the world by logging on to thewordfm.com. Thewordfm.com.
So don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and just sit back and enjoy this music that we've provided for you. God bless.
Tráeme un nuevo corazón, recibe hoy, Señor, mi ser para adorarte, porque hoy yo solo quiero estar en tu presencia.
a ti.